that, well, first of all, the common teaching is no. However, may or can we say that he might have repented even while, say, having committed suicide, he was dying? Is it possible? Yes. Common teaching is no.
Please comment on this statement by Scott Hahn. The holiness of the people depend upon the holiness of the priests.
Holiness of the people depends on the holiness of the priests. Well, I wouldn't make that statement. Certainly, holiness of priests deeply affects holiness of the faithful. I would not use the word depend.
Why are people willing to believe theologians rather than the Holy Father?
Oh, that's simple. Well, the theologians agree with what people want. In other words, theologians, so many theologians, are just, you might say, mavericks, tools, I would almost say created by the people. In other words, and I know enough, take a man like Hans Küng. Over the years I've been on programs with him before he collapsed. And a man of mediocre intelligence, but he knew the root or road to popularity. So what he did was to, well, write as the dissenters wanted him to write, so they could quote theologians, or at least this one theologian, to back their own mistaken notions.
In view of what the Cardinal has said, are we free to attend the Call to Holiness Conference?
I would say yes.
Is it permissible to baptize a child in an emergency situation, not knowing if the child has been baptized?
Oh, yes, by all means. If there's any doubt, baptize.
Thanks for your willing sacrifice in teaching us, Father. Would you compare Catholic understanding of eschatology with the Protestant end times rapture?
Protestant eschatology with?
Our Catholic understanding of eschatology with the Protestant end times rapture.
Oh. Well, Catholic eschatology refers, obviously, to the last things, so that, and this is where so many people are confused about what we mean by, say, man's destiny, for example. Historically, in Protestant theology, there is no professed belief in conscious existence of a human being after the body dies. So that, and this is the theological reason for not, say, having saints. Because, and this is now Protestant eschatology, there is no belief, historically, there is no belief in the human soul being conscious after the body dies until the last day. So that Catholic eschatology is just oceans removed from Protestant eschatology.
Was Pope John the 23rd overly optimistic in his vision of what the Second Vatican Council would mean to the church?
Well, not really, because he called the council, and this is seldom if ever said by anyone, he called the Second Vatican Council to reform the church. So he had no illusions about the need for reformation. Now, of course, he was a very optimistic person. And the Lord knows what he expected, but he had no illusions about the problems in the church.
Could you discuss the church's official stance on evolution and creation and how Catholics should understand the biblical narratives of creation and the flood?
Yes, well, the Catholic Church, first of all, defines as an article of faith that God created the whole universe out of nothing. In other words, before the beginning of time, time began with creation. Only God existed. Only He need exist. Now, regarding evolution, we distinguish the word evolution theologically between what is called metaphysical evolution first. Metaphysical evolution is simply contrary to the Catholic faith, as though everything, including God, was and still is in the process of development. And that, by the way, that kind of evolution is more common than most people realize. Secondly, there is the evolution of the universe. That is, that even those who believe in creation would say that the world was not suddenly created with all of its species and variety of creatures. As a theory, as a hypothesis, it could be held, but not much foundation. However, the most popular kind of evolution on which the church has passed judgment is anthropological evolution. In other words, the evolution of the human body. Did the human body evolve from a lower species? Well, and this is the church's teaching. As a theory, and it's just a theory, and as widespread as evolution is here, anthropological evolution, almost everything you read just assumes that the human body evolved from a lower species. It is pure conjectural theory. However, may a Catholic hold or accept anthropological evolution of the human body from a lower species? Absolutely speaking, yes, on certain conditions. What are they? That the evolution terminated in just one human being. Secondly, the evolving process was constantly controlled and dominated by God's special providence. Thirdly, the first man did not come from animals as his parents, but God had to specially produce the human body and immediately create a human soul. Thank you.
How was the devil kept in the dark concerning Christ being the Son of God who came to redeem man and not just another prophet?
Well, the devil, first of all, being the devil, he would not be ready to believe. So, the devil, as Scripture makes clear, did not know who Christ really was. And at least at first, eventually, of course, he found out. Now, the reason was obvious. In other words, Christ, first of all, wanted to allow himself to be tempted by the evil spirit. And the grounds for the temptation on the devil's part was to find out whether Christ was indeed what the devil suspected Christ was. It's part of God's providence that the devil should not know until later on when he saw Christ working miracles, and then even the devil was convinced that Christ was indeed the Son of God.
Are Austin Flannery's translations of the Vatican II and post-conciliar documents authentic and reliable?
Well, I would say yes. Yes.
What should we do since the Senate failed to override the veto of the partial birth abortion?
Well, obviously, we have a president now, and, of course, the Congress that voted in his favor, who believes in the murder of children. The partial birth abortion is a lie. Partial birth abortion is open, clear, unqualified infanticide. The murder of a child. In other words, we have a nation now that, first of all, as we Catholics believe, that abortion, even in a child months before birth, is already murder. But it's now openly, clearly, unqualifyingly murder. And the future of our country is at stake. As I've said more than once, without being Isaiah or Jeremiah, the days of America are numbered. Barring what I hope will take place by a miracle of grace, a massive conversion of America back to Christianity.
Could there ever be a pope from a Catholic rite other than Roman?
Oh, certainly. No problem. We don't use the word Roman rite. We usually word Latin rite.
I want to bring you joy today. Our new priest prays before the tabernacle at least 1 hour before each Mass he celebrates. He is magisterial and a dedicated pro-lifer, Father Tim Kritzaniak.
Well, this is where we should thank God. Pray that the Lord will send us priests who are, as this priest has just been described, the church needs them desperately, and I mean desperately.
Is Cardinal Maida's 2000 liturgy approved by Pope John Paul and the Magisterium? Monsignor Zenn stated, "We are liturgy leaders in Michigan, and the other 50 states will be influenced by us."
I don't know whether it's been approved by the Holy See.
As a sign of public mourning for all of the babies killed by abortion, I am wearing a black ribbon fastened by precious feet. If anyone else wants them, they are available at the book table. Your comments.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. Anything to alert people to what's going on in our nation. And what's happened, of course, is obvious. 73, when Supreme Court approved abortion. The next day, the Bishop's Conference came out with a statement. A rather statement, and down on my knees and prayed for the future of the church in America. In other words, as I've said, I'm sure, to some of you more than once, at the heart of the so-called Protestant Reformation, which was really a Protestant revolution, at its heart was the substitution of the state for the church. Every single founder of Protestantism, no exception, denied that Christ founded a visible church. And they substituted the state as the only and, listen, divinely instituted authority on earth in moral matters. The state. So the Supreme Court approves murder and Americans bow like children in agreement.
The pro-life conservative Jesse Helms is running for re-election. I've heard he's a Mason. Is it permissible to give to his campaign?
Yes. I know him personally, and I'm not sure he's a Mason. First of all, I doubt it. But all that I know about him, he is straight.
A group is planning to pray and witness with charity in front of Cobo Hall during the weekend of Call to Action. We will be distributing brochures, and we are preparing by fasting and prayer. Give us your opinion. Totus tuus.
My opinion is, I think it is commendable.
In the context of a soul, what does peritus mean?
What does?
Peritus.
How do you spell it?
P-E-R-I-T-U-S.
Oh, it's pronounced peritus, pardon me.
Peritus.
Peritus means learned. And the periti, that's the plural, were those who participated in the Second Vatican Council as experts counseling or assisting the bishops, who, of course, were the only ones, or basically the ones who voted.
Are you aware of a videotape entitled The Young Earth that scientifically proves the Earth much younger than evolutionists claim? Possibly 6,000 years old.
That the Earth is.
They want to know if you've heard of a videotape called The Young Earth, which says it proves the Earth is younger than evolutionists claim.
I'm not familiar with the videotape, but I would say, as far as the evolutionists go, and their number is legion, the evolutionists. Evolution, I repeat, is a theory. And having been my doctoral studies in science, I just know a lot about the scientific side of evolution. Pure theory.
At St. John's Seminary, in his lengthy keynote speech, Monsignor Zenz repeatedly refers to fundamentalism. What does fundamentalism have to do with Millennium 2000 liturgy?
Well, it depends on what context it's used in. In other words, fundamentalism among Protestants is a term they use to identify certain basic truths as they understand them. Thus, The divinity of Christ is one of the fundamentals. Christ's passion and death and resurrection. The existence, that I say, of heaven and hell. Now, there are among some Protestant fundamentalists also the early second coming, which they consider one of the fundamentals of their faith. What has happened, however, sadly, is that believing Catholics are often nicknamed fundamentalists. And even St. Ignatius, one of my own Jesuit confreres, writing about St. Ignatius, spoke of St. Ignatius as a Renaissance fundamentalist. Because Ignatius, of course, was so clear about heaven, hell, purgatory, and the fundamentals of Christian revelation.
Last question. A young mother and father, aged 30, have just managed to be appointed to the Religious Education Committee in their parish. What advice can you give when they are told that the bishop's liberal program that they want to change, but they do need authoritative sources to change it?
I'm not quite clear.
They are told that the bishops approve the programs, which is quite liberal. They want to change the program, but need authoritative sources for the education program.
Well, first of all, it would be well to identify the specific areas on which they believe that the program is not orthodox, to be able to identify. And then I could, of course, at this point, cite certain sources, but I'd be very happy to help the person or persons, couple in this case, to find resources where the specific areas that are being challenged have been taught by the church and what the correct and orthodox doctrine is. Thank you. And our next meeting then is, Lord willing, on October the 27th. I'm leaving tomorrow for New York to give a priest's retreat in New York City. I commend the retreat to your prayers. Shall we close with a prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us in every course.
And how about a blessing? Any other priests here? Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.